Now in verse 46, here is something that is quite interesting. It looks forward to the day when these people would sin against God, be sent into captivity. And what were they to do then with a temple that was destroyed? Verse 46, if they sin against thee, for there is no man that sinneth not. That, my friend, is God's estimate of you and me. There's no man that sinneth not. Don't tell me now that you don't sin. God says you do. And thou be angry with them, and deliver them to the enemy, so that they carry them away captives unto the land of the enemy, far or near. Yet if they shall bethink themselves in the land whither they were carried captives, and repent and make supplication unto thee in the land of them that carried them captives, saying, we have sinned and have done perversely, we have committed wickedness. This is what Daniel did. You'll recall yonder in Babylon, opened his window toward Jerusalem, prayed toward that temple, and confessed the sins of the nation, of the people, and of himself personally. This is the thing God says they were to do. And so return unto thee with all their heart, with all their soul, in the land of their enemies, which led them away captive, and pray unto thee toward their land, which thou gavest unto their fathers, the city which thou hast chosen, and the house which I built for thy name. Then hear thou their prayer and their supplication in heaven, thy dwelling place, and maintain their cause, and forgive thy people that have sinned against thee, and all their transgressions which they've transgressed. And so that's exactly what Daniel did, and God did hear and answer prayer. Now, we find in verse 54 something that's quite interesting. There's always been the question, what is the posture of prayer? Should you stand? Should you kneel? Should you get down on all fours? Or prostrate before the Lord on the ground? Which way should you get? Well, notice what he says, verse 54, and was so that when Solomon made an end of praying all his prayer and supplication unto the Lord, he rose from before the altar of the Lord from kneeling on his knees with his hands spread up to heaven. Now, if you want a posture in prayer, here it is. I don't think that that's essential myself. I think you can pray in most any posture. I think it was Victor Hugo said that the soul is on its knees many times regardless of the posture of the body. So that it's not the posture of the body, but the posture of the heart that is important. But here it is, if you're interested in a posture. Here's where it is mentioned. Now we're told he stood and blessed all the congregation of Israel. Then there was this tremendous sacrifice of animals that was made here. Verse 63, and Solomon offered a sacrifice of peace offerings, which he offered unto the Lord. 22,000 oxen, 120,000 sheep. So the king and all the children of Israel dedicated the house of the Lord. The same day did the king hallow the middle of the court that was before the house of the Lord. For there he offered burnt offerings, meal offerings, and the fat of the peace offerings, because the brazen altar that was before the Lord was too little to receive the burnt offering and meal offering and fat of the peace offering. And at that time Solomon held a feast, and all Israel with him, a great congregation from the entering in of Hamath under the river of Egypt. Now, obviously, what took place was this. All of these that were offered, there was not room enough. There are those who say, how could he have done all of this? Well, the record says there wasn't room there to do it. And therefore, they put up temporary altars at this time in dedication. Now, I think the altars reached all the way down to the river of Egypt and all the way up to Hamath in the north. So that was a time of great celebration and of picnicking, if you please. Because on these other altars, why, the offering was taken and it was divided among the people. It was a time of great celebration. We'd call it a picnic today, I guess, taking away the religious aspect of it.